妈咪有一个很诚恳的想法，就是说她很希望我们大家不是只有听这些传道人解释圣经，然后解释神的话，或解释一些生活的一些道理哈。他很希望大家每一个人能够自己跟神的关系都很甜蜜，像那天 Sherry 啊分享的，我们都可以，因为他是我们的天父。我常常说，神没有孙子女，只有儿女，我每一个人都是他的儿女哈。所以妈咪有一个他自己的这个他做的一个灵修的办法，就是一起来他要先唱诗歌。或许你就想说，哦，唱诗歌我也不会唱，我就把这个 YouTube 打开，然后就看听哪一首诗歌哈。请我们注意听，要唱诗歌，我们口唱心和的来唱诗歌，不是听人家唱，不是欣赏人家唱。所以现在开始，每次灵修之前，我要教你一首短歌。那么这些短歌呢，是让我们在灵修，就是你在开始看圣经，或者说，或许说你我都想到神以前，我们先用诗歌来进入跟神的这种啊密室的关系哈。耶稣讲过说，我们要跟神要密室的关系，不是有第三者在中间，是我们跟他直接的，而且神带领我们，神帮助我们，都是直接个人的，没有每一个人不一样。那神他很全，他是全能的神，奇妙的神，他对每一个人有他非常奇妙的帮助我们养我们的方法。所以现在这样啊，每一次灵修的时候，我会带一首短歌。你不一定要唱得很好，你跟神之间，神不在意谁唱得好不好。神的好的观念跟我们的好的观念不一样。神的好的观念是用心灵和诚实。好，弟兄姐妹，我很希望你听到我们这样的一个很诚恳的一个邀请。你们跟我们一样，都是神的儿女。我们可以得到这种福分，每一个人都可以，这是我们很重要的一个彼此激励，我们这样聚会的一个目的。所以不是让你们来羡慕哈，因为神本身就是一个福分，就是一个甜美的恩典，那是让我们来领取，让我们每天尝那个滋味。请你用欣赏去欣赏 YouTube 的，好，你可以听他们唱没有问题，但是你自己要有心里对神唱的歌，这样是我的意思哈。好，那么今天第一首，赞美他，赞美他，什么时候赞美他？早晨要赞美他，然后呢，只有早上吗？中午也要赞美他，赞美他直到日落。好，那很简单，当你在唱一首诗歌对着神唱的时候，我们先把它学起来，到后来你一定要转成赞美你或赞美主都可以，这个当中一定要把父亲或者是啊主耶稣或者是圣灵放进来哈。耶稣说我们祷告的时候要说天上的父，好，你可以说赞美父，赞美父，早晨要赞美父，中午要赞美父，赞美父，赞美父，赞美父，直到日落。所以当你唱熟了这首歌，你跟神对着神唱的时候，把它改成你，不管什么时候哪一首歌，那个他就是改成你，好，我们就改成我，是你直接跟神的关系，好不好？大家了解哈？好，那我们现在来唱这首歌，赞美他，赞美他，早晨要赞美他，中午要赞美他，赞美他。赞美他，赞美他，直到日落。我用一个我们中国常用的方法，我唱一句，你们唱一句，我听不到你们唱，但是呢，我会空下来让你们唱完那一句，我再继续哈。好，我再次哈，赞美他，赞美他。早晨要赞美他，中午要赞美他，赞美他，赞美他，赞美他，直到日落。好，我要重复两句长的。中午要赞美他，对不起，早晨要赞美他。 终于要赞美他，我再次哈，早晨要赞美他，终于要赞美他，赞美他，赞美他，赞美他，直到日落。我要再一次，你就跟着我后面，跟着我一句一句唱，好，赞美他，赞美他，早晨要赞美他，中午要赞美他，赞美他，赞美他，赞美他，直到日落。好，你不一定今天就可以学得起来，我们会重复的。好好，现在我要把它改成赞美你，好吗？你不是在跟我学唱，你对着主唱。好，赞美你，赞美你，早晨要赞美你，中午要赞美你，赞美你，赞美你，赞美你，直到日落。赞美救我的主，赞美主，赞美主，早晨要赞美主，中午要赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，直到日落。我最后一次，请你把你的眼睛闭起来，哈，我们专心的对着主唱，哈，赞美主，赞美主，早晨要赞美主，中午要赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，直到日落。从心里面唱，阿们。
Good morning, ladies. It's good to have. It's very good to have each one of you here.
很高兴看到大家。
The last time I was here, I was talking to you about the purpose God has for us.
上次呢，我谈到神对我们生命的目标和对我们的心意。
We're going to be talking about another purpose, why he made us.
现在我们看神创造我们的第二个目标。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
让我们先来祷告。
Father, as we come before your presence,As your children,
主啊，当我们作为你的孩子来到你面前的时候
，we gather here together so that we can have encouragement from you.
我们聚集在一起，让我们是要让我们在你里边得鼓励。
Open our eyes and open our hearts.
打开我们的眼睛，打开我们的心灵。
Help us to just take in that you may bless us.
让我们能够吸收，也让我们能够从你那里得到祝福。
We pray for those of our ladies today that are not feeling well.
我们为其中身体不好或者是有什么沉重的姐姐们祷告。
And we pray for those that are troubled.
我们为那些心里边烦扰的、心里边有难处的祷告。
Lift their hearts, Lord.
求你扬起他们的心。
And as we comeToday, before you, we're looking to you for our help.
我们来到你面前真的是寻求你的帮助。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. The last time we had class, we learned that God made us for his pleasure.
上次呢，我们讲到神创造我们是为了让他喜悦。
This week we're going to learn something else, another reason God made us.
我们今天来学习神创造我们的另外一个心意，一个原因。
God made us for his family.
神创造我们是要让我们成为他的家人，成为他的家庭中的一员。
He calls us children, we call him father.
他称我们为孩子，我们称他为天父。
So the whole reason that the universe exists is that God wanted children for his pleasure.
这个宇宙整个存在的目的就是神想要为了他的喜悦有孩子们。
Now realize he did not need us.
你要知道神并不需要我们。
He wanted us.
但是呢神是心里想要我们。
He thought us up before the universe.
甚至在创世之前，我们就在神的心意中了，就在神的思想中。
If you have your Bibles, look in the first chapter and the fourth verse.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻到以弗所书一章四节。就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So you see, he chose us.He before the foundation of the world, and he had a particular, he wanted us to be like him.
就是神在创立世界之前就拣选了我们，神对我们有个特别的心意，就是我们要像他。
He wanted us to live holy lives without blame.
他要让我们过一个无有瑕疵圣洁的生活。
But the great thing was, he wanted us to live those things because of our love toward him.
我们之所以要这样子生活是因神想要的就是我们是因为爱他我们这样生活
Now when he made the universe
神创造宇宙的时候创造这个世界的时候
He chose a planet called we call Earth
神选择了一个星球我们称为地球
Now the scientist calls it a Goldilocks planet
那个科学家把它称为一个哥提拉星球。
You see, Goldilocks was a story about a little girl that got into the house of three bears.
它称为哥提拉与三只熊。这个小女孩呢，她进到一个房间里，里边有三个熊。
And when she got there, she saw the table all ready for them to eat.
然后呢，这个小女孩进到房间里，看到一个桌子上有剩餐桌。
And when she tasted the father's, it was too cold.
刚开始她尝到这个熊爸爸留下来的这个饭呢，她说：“哎呦，这个饭太冷了。”
And when she tasted the mother's, it was too hot.
然后她吃这个熊妈妈的饭呢，她说：“这又太热了。”
But when she ate baby bears, it was just right.
但是她吃这个。熊小熊呢熊宝宝的这个饭他说哎呀这个饭是正好。
And she went through the house and different things she would try. It was always just baby bears that was just right.
然后他又到这个房子里到处去看看只有这个熊宝宝的东西对他来讲是正合适。
And that's what this planet, that's what the scientist says about our planet Earth.
所以呢科学家就说我们的这个星球就我们所住的地球就像科提拉这样一个星球
There seems to be no other planet like it.
没有别的星球是像地球
But everything about it is just right for man to be able to exist and live.
地球上的每样东西正好就是为人类所居住让人很合适住在这儿
That was not a mistake. That wasn't something that just happened.
那个可不是说个运气或者这个事情就这样偶然发生了。
It was because God did it, because he had his plan.
那是神做的因为神有他的计划。
And I think we'll go now to that fifth verse there.
现在我们来看以弗所书一章五节又因爱我们就按照自己的意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
So he had his purpose, his reason, and that is why God did what he did.
神有他的目的，有他的原因，然后这就是神为什么这样做。
So we see that he made us that we would be a family.
神创造我们，让我们成为家庭中的一员。
He made Adam.
神创造了亚当。
And for a while, Adam was there by himself. He named the animals. I don't know what else he did, but he was there by himself.
有一段时间呢，亚当是一个人，当然他也就是给动物都取名字，但是有一段时间他是独身一人的。
And then he said, this isn't good. God said, this isn't good. Man cannot live alone.
然后神说，这人独居不好。
So he made Eve.
所以呢，神就为亚当创造了夏娃。
And if you ever read that little verse where he introduced Adam to Eve, you can see that Adam, you can just understand that Adam was so excited and so happy.
如果你去读一些经文，你就看到当神把夏娃带到亚当面前的时候，那个亚当当时应该是很兴奋的，很高兴的。
Can you imagine now? Adam didn't have to walk around looking at things by himself, talking to himself maybe, but now he had this woman that was bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. I believe they were very, very happy.
你想想，现在亚当他就不是一个人，到处看看，然后就得自言自语。他现在有一位，他称为是他骨中的骨、肉中的肉的女人跟他在一起，他们可以交谈。我想他们一定是非常幸福的。
And to add to their joy, every afternoon it seemed like that God would come and talk with them and be there with them.
另外一个让他们更喜悦的，每天呢，傍晚的时候，神就会来到花园中跟他们同行，跟他们交谈。
Now, this was his little family.
这是他们的一个小家庭。
Eventually, they would have had children.
然后最后呢，他们会有孩子，下一代。
And it would have been the beginning of the population of Earth.
这就是开始这个在地上繁衍，开始充满地球。
But what a place it would have been. It was without sin.
没有罪的这样一个地方是怎么样的呢？
Can you imagine a place where there was no bad feelings? There was nothing that they wanted to arguing all the time, or the children being disobedient. Oh, I think that would have been a wonderful place, wouldn't it?
你能想象一个地方，你没有任何负面的情绪，没有这个争吵，然后呢，孩子们也都挺很听话的一个地方吗？
But we recognize that something happened.
然后，但是我们知道后边发生了一些不幸的事情。
God's enemy Satan showed up.
神的仇敌撒旦这会儿出现了。
And you know the story.
大家都知道这个故事。
He tempted them and they fell.
然后呢，撒旦就试探他们，他们就跌倒了，他们就犯罪了。
Sin had entered the world.
罪进入了世界。
But of course we realize that our God knew everything.
我们知道神知道所有所发生的一切。
God did not bring Satan there.
神没有把撒旦带到那个园中。
God did not make Adam and Eve make the wrong choice, no.
神没有说让或者迫使亚当跟夏娃去做这个错误的选择。
But he knew they would.
但是他预先知道他们会做这个错误的选择。
You say, why didn't he destroy them then?
你可能会问说，那他们犯罪之后，神为什么就不把他们给毁灭了呢？就消灭他们呢？
No, God had another plan.
神有另外一个计划。
And this plan, he from the very beginning, he made for man. And we see that now he didn't destroy them.But now he was going to have a children that would choose him and love him and live for him, not because they were without sin, but because they chose to love him.
神呢，就是说没有去选择，就是毁灭亚当跟夏娃。神从最刚开始，他有一个计划，就是他要有一群他的子民，他的孩子们是选择他。爱他也为他而活，他们之所以这样做是因为他们自己选择这样做。
Now it must be by their desire and by their choice that they truly become a child of God.
可是因为他们自己心里愿意，也是他们这样选择，他们真正的成为神的孩子。
So now you see, it is our choice.
所以
if we want to serve the Lord.
所以呢，是我们的选择，我们是不是要服侍神？
You see, his plan wasn't changed.
神的计划没有改变。
In the sense that what he wanted was a family.
就是说神的计划一直是他要有个家庭，这个计划没有改变。
So we see that he does have families, but those by choice.
他的确是有家庭，但是这些家庭的成员都是他们自己选择要进入这个家庭的。
Now our earthly families change. They may even forsake us.
我们地上的这个家庭呢会改变，甚至我们的家人会离弃我们。
We may be alone.
我们可能是孤单一人。
If we only knew how many children were cast off and became orphans until someone found them.
我们如果说知道说有多少的孩子就是成为孤儿，被离弃。
So even in, as men and women, even earthly people, actually being a part of a physical family, someone had to take you home.
就是说如果 有些是被收养的，就是即使是地上的这个家庭，也必须是有人父母把你带回去。
Otherwise you would have been an orphan.
不然你就成了孤儿。
And we would have had no choice what kind of family we would have been in.
我们也没有说对我们要成长在什么样的家庭有选择。
But I want you to fully understand that being in God's family is a choice.
我们对，但是我希望大家能够充分完全的了解到，就是成为神家庭的一员是我们自己的选择。
We see this that Jesus actually In John 3:16, this choice is given to us.
在约翰福音三章十六节，主耶稣很清楚地讲到，神给了我们这种选择权。
So let's look at that verse. We know it very well, probably.
我们大家可能都很熟悉约翰福音三章十六节，让我们一起来看。
In this verse, it tells us that God so loved this world.
这句经文告诉我们神爱世人。
That what did he do? He gave his only begotten son.
神如此的爱世人，他做了什么呢？他把他的独生子赐给他们。
That if we believe in him, we'll not perish.
使一切叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
But we'll have everlasting hope.
反得永生。
You see,That's our choice.
那个是我们的一个选择。
Now believing in him is not just a mental thing.
就是信他，相信他，不是一个只是头脑中的相信。
Saying that, well, I believe in Jesus. I read about him in history. I hear about him. People talk about him. I believe in Jesus.
不是说，哦，我相信耶稣，因为我在读到历史上有讲到他，听到人们谈论他，我相信他。
No.No, believe has a stronger meaning than that.
那个相信的意思比那个头脑中的相信要有一个更强的意思。
Believe means I trust him.
相信意味着
I have confidence in him.
我信任他，我确信他。
I give him my allegiance.
我效忠于他。
So you see, once we do that, we become a part of this family.
直到我们这样子做的时候，我们就成为他家庭中的一员。
Now he has another name for us except just family.
他给我们除了这个家庭以外，神还给我们另外一个，就是一个名字。
In 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 15th verse.
在提摩太前书三章十五节这样说道。
Can you read that lay for us?
Yes.倘若我耽搁日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Okay, we see here, as we read through here, at least in the English, we understand that the house of God is the church of the living God.
起码在英文里他是这样讲，就是神的家就是永生神的教会。
So he has ordained that his family will be called the church.
所以他就按例等于好像定义说神的家被称为神的教会。
Now he tells us that other things shall fall. Families will fall. Governments have failed. Even the all of Ballast may collapse. But his true church will last forever.
神也告诉我们很多事情会过去，会变化或者跌倒，比如说家庭会过去，甚至政府，甚至权势都会过去，但是神的真正的教会却是一直持续。
Now let's go to 1 Peter now, the first chapter.
我们到彼得前书一章三节。
And we'll look at the third and fourth verse.
第三、第四节我们来看。
He tells us more about his family or his church. And so they will read that to you.
所以呢在这里神就告诉我们更多的关于他的家和教会的这样的一些情形。他说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Did you see that fourth verse?
你看到那个第四节里，
He's telling us about what the true church,
他告诉我们这个真正的教会是怎么样的。
It's going to be, it's incorruptible.
它是不能够朽坏的。
It's undefiled.
也不能玷污。
The church is not going to die. It's not going to fade away.
教会呢不会就是消失，也不会死去。
Because we have a reservation in heaven.
因为我们在天上呢已经有一个注册了，我们有一个有预先有个保存一个权。
I don't know if you all have gone on vacation and you said, well, we're going to stay in this place. So we call ahead and make a reservation.
我不知道有没有大家就是去度假呀，所以你度假的时候呢，你就先给那边要度假的地方打个电话，你就预定。
When we get there, we go to the reservation desk.
然后我们进到那个旅馆之后呢，我们就到那个前台。
Maybe the person in front of us, we hear the one behind the desk say, I'm sorry, you didn't make any reservation.
然后我们可能会听到这个服务人员对我们前面的人说，对不起啊，你没法住在这儿，因为你没有预定。
They may have traveled so far, but think of how they feel when they recognize they have no place to stay now, no reservation.
你想想那些人可能走了，跑了很远的路到这里，但是因为他们没有预定，他们不能进去，那你想他们是什么感觉呢？
But praise God, when we're part of the church,When we get to heaven to the reservation desk, we're going to give him our name. And he said, yes, I have your mansion already.
说感谢赞美主啊，因为呢，我们是属于神的教会。当我们到天上的这个前台的时候，他们会说，哦，你有预定。然后听到他们叫我们的名字，说我们已经给你预留了一个住处。你想那是多么的美好，一个天上的一个别墅。
The church is not just an organization.
教会不是一个机构。
Listen, we are a family.
我们是一个家庭。
I don't care whether we're here in America in a church, or whether you're in China in a church, or whether you're in Ukraine in a church. You're all part of the family of God.
我不在乎你说你是在美国的教会国内的教会，或者甚至是乌克兰的教会，我们都是神的教会的这个家的一员。
You see, we need a support and a foundation that will not collapse.
我们是需要这样一个支柱，这样一个根基是不会倒塌的。
Our dreams may collapse.
我们的梦想可能会倒塌。
People fail us.
人们会让我们失望。
Jobs sometimes collapse.
我们甚至我们的工作也。
And then we get failing health.
然后我们的健康可能也出问题了。
But remember this. God will never fail us.
但是记住这一点，神永远不会让我们失望。
He tells us, I am your father.
神告诉我们，他是我们的父亲。
Now some of you may be saying something to yourself, or maybe you stiffen up.
当你一听到这个的时候，有时候你可能会身体都僵硬起来，甚至会对自己说。
You look at me in the eye, and you say, Sister Schwartz, you say that, but I have prayed, and God did not answer. Sometimes terrible things came my way. Where was God when I needed him?
然后你可能会看着我的眼睛说，妈咪啊，我有的时候向神祷告，但是神并没有答应我的祷告。那在我在难处之中的时候，那神在哪里呢？
So,Many people have lost their faith just because of this.
很多人就是因为这样的就失去了他们的信心。
God didn't answer my prayer, so why should I go on?
神不回应不答应我的祷告，我为什么还要继续呢？
It's almost like we're saying Santa Claus didn't give me what I wanted, so Christmas, there isn't anything to Christmas.
有的就像有的人说，那个圣诞老公公没有给我任何我想要的东西，所以圣诞节就不是圣诞节了。
So let's look at some reasons God doesn't come.
让我们来看三个神没有像我们所期待的那样回应我们的祷告三个原因。
But all of us know that if we have sin in our heart, He will not hear us. He will not answer us.
圣经我们都知道，如果我们心里注重罪孽，我们有罪的话，神不会听我们的，也不会答应我们的祷告。
And that's one thing that when we begin to say that God doesn't answer us, He doesn't answer, look inside of yourself first.
所以当你说神不回应我的祷告的时候，你先省视自己。
Is there something there that God is displeased with?
是不是里边有不讨神喜悦的东西？
So every once in a while, it's good to search our motives, search what we do, search our attitudes, and see if we have the fruits of the Spirit.
就是时不时呢，我们来审视自己，看看我们里边的，到底我们目的是什么，我们的态度，我们所行的，看看是不是有圣灵所结的果子。
So if that's our problem, before He will hear us,We first have to repent of what we have done.
所以呢，那如果是我们的问题，在我们祷告之前，我们先要悔改，就是承认我们所犯的罪。
In a very simple way, it's like one of your children has done something terrible, and it hurt you so badly. And sometimes parents will disown their child.
有的就这就像一个很简单，比如有的孩子他做了一些事情很伤父母的心，甚至有的时候父母都要跟这个孩子断绝关系了。
But most of the time, when our child comes and said, Mommy, I'm sorry, I was wrong, forgive me, then our heart just melts and we forgive them and all is well.
然后呢，如果这个孩子哪怕就是到你面前说，妈妈，我错了，请你原谅我，我们的心就马上就是软化，就是像化了一下，我们就会像以前那样爱他们，关系就恢复了。
So maybe there's somebody here that needs to go to their father and confess their fault and ask him to forgive them.
所以我们其中可能有些人需要到神面前，就是承认我们的罪，然后求神的那个原谅。
There can be now there can be the second reason we want to talk about.And we've talked about these things, but I feel like as we talk about him in a family and we as a family, we have to recognize how God works with his children.
然后第二点呢，我们以前谈过，就是神在一个家庭中，这个神是怎么来对待我们，怎么在我们中间运行的，他做工的方式。
We're going to turn now to Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse.
我们现在到希伯来书第12章 12, 6, right?
Yes. No, 11, 6.
It's 11章第六节。Do you want me to read that?
Yes, please.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，切信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Remember now what we said faith is. We trust him. We have confidence in him.
就是信就是我们信靠他，我们对他有确据，有确信。
When you don't really trust him, when you don't really have confidence that God can really answer this,He really doesn't.
当你对神没有这种确信，对神说，总是想说，哎呀，神会答应这样，有，会答应吗？就是摇摇摆摆的，那神是不回应的。
Sometimes you feel like humanly it's hard to trust.
你觉得有的时候从人的角度来讲是比较难以来信靠信任的。
But the fact is that we must trust him.We must believe that what we give to him in his way and in his time, it will be done.
就是我们必须要学习信靠神，我们必须要相信说我们所交托神的，神在他的时间以他的方式会成就。
So we recognize that faith is a confidence in him. And let's look at Romans 8. I wanted you to read Lay 37 through 39.
所以呢，这个信心呢，就是这个信呢，是确信确靠。让我们来看罗马书，第八章三十七 ，8:37-39. OK， 罗马书八章三十七到三十九节。
Just a minute. I want you to see that this is Paul's testimony. This is what Paul lived. That's why God did marvelous things.Through the life of Paul.
我们要看到这个是保罗的见证，保罗他是如何生活的，因为他有这样的确据，这样的确信，所以神通过保罗行了真的是很多事情，奇妙的作为。罗马书八章三十七到三十九节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了，因为我深信无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
You see, this was Paul's confidence.
这就是保罗的确据、确信。
This was his trust.
就是信靠。
And Paul went through many, many, many things, hard things.But he kept his faith, confidence, and trust in God.
保罗经历了很多艰苦患难，但是呢，他一直保守自己在神的这个确据，一直信靠神。
And Paul came through some of these things more than conquerors.
保罗说，我们在这一切的事上得胜有余。
One time they stoned him.
你知道有一次他们拿石头打他。
And you usually didn't come through stonings.
经常很多人就被打死了。
I mean, they threw like large stones sometimes on them.
他有的时候是用那种很巨大的石头来砸这个。
And there he lay.
然后保罗就躺在那儿。
And some of the people that loved him came afterwards and came to him thinking he was dead.
那些后来保罗那些爱保罗的人来看他，他们以为保罗已经死了。
And Paul got up.
但是保罗站起
来。And went on his way.
然后他就继续的做他的事。
Paul had confidence in God.
保罗对神是有确信的。
So we see there are times that God says, yes, I'm going to, because your faith is strong, he says yes, and he will do it.
有的时候呢，神会说，因为你的信心很强，那我神会答应。
But sometimes he says, no.
但有的时候神会说不
Because we don't know what's good for us a lot of the time.
因为我们看不到未来。
I can remember and look back now at some of the things that I really wanted, but God said no to me.
然后我回想就是我有些事情我真的很想要但是神说 no, 神说不要。
And now that I look back, I'm so happy. He said no.
我现在回顾呢，我就真的很高兴，神当时没有答应我的祷告。
I can remember one thing. I think, Lord, what trouble I would have got into if you had said yes.
我在想说，哎呀，当时如果神要是答应我的祷告，我有会有多大的麻烦。
Listen, when God says no, it just doesn't happen. It's because he sees the future. He knows that what you're asking for as a foolish little child is not going to be good for you.
因为呢，神知道未来，所以神知道你这个有的时候呢，不答应你的祷告，因为神作为我们的又笨又傻的孩子，如果他答应你的祷告，那个对你是没有好处的。
But sometimes he says to us, wait.
有的时候神对我们说等候。
Not now.
不是现在。
Now he does this for several reasons.
他这样做呢有很多原因。
He wants to improve our faith.
他想要增强我们的信心。
He wants us to grow in the graces of understanding and waiting with patience and seeing how the path has been made for us.
他也想要让我们在恩典上成长，让我们在悟性上成长，让我们能更理解神是如何行事的。
And a lot of things we may ask for is about people.
我们很多时候是为人来祷告。
About our children, about our husband.
是比如我们的祷告是为我们的孩子，为我们的
配偶。Someone else.
是为了
Go ahead.
我们是为了别人的身体健康。
You see, God, when he has to work with another person, he has to take time to deal with that person.
就是因为你是为别人祷告，但是有时候是神需要花时间在那个人身上来工作。
I know a man that came into the church, went down the altar, got saved. He was 80 years old.
我知道有一个曾经在我们那个美国的教会有一个老人家，有个人他到80岁得救了。
He got up to testify that his mother and dad had prayed years for him, but now it was when he was 80 years old, they were long gone. He found the Lord.
然后呢，他就是在做见证，说他的父母为他祷告很多年，他们已经早就过世了，他现在但是80岁了，他才得救。
God answered those parents' prayer when they were in heaven.
神是他的父母到了天堂，神才回应了他们的，答应了他们的祷告。
So remember, he has to work out many situations.
神是要在很多的情况下，他来做工，他来运行。
And sometimes the thing we ask for, it's just not the time for it.
就是有时候我们所求的呢，那个时机还没有到。
And just like children, another reason is he knows it's not good for us at that particular time. Or maybe it take a long time before he recognizes, okay, this is good for them.
就是我就像我们对孩子有的时候神没有答应我们是因为在那个时候那个对我们是不好的或者需要更长的时间才能够答应我们。
But see, we're not just talking about a God.
我们不是在谈论神。
Sometimes it seems like a God. That's great. That's wonderful. Oh, that's beyond our imagination.
有时候我们在说，哦，神多么伟大，好像是超过我们所能想象的，离我们很，好像是又自高至上的，离我们很远的。
We know he's a God, but he's more than that to us.
他是神，但是不仅仅是那样。
He's our Father.
他是我们的父亲。
Now, some of you didn't have fathers that were very, really very good or helpful or loving or kind. You just, when you think of father, you think of somebody fairly cruel.
然后呢，因为我们很多人中间可能有些人的父亲不是那种慈爱的，又很对你很好的，所以你想到这个父亲的时候，你脑中的形象可能就不是一个很美好的形象。
But we've read that God is love.
我们读到说神是爱。
So when he deals with us, he deals with us in love.
所以当神跟我们相就是面对的时候神做任何事情都是出于爱来做的。
And we have to realize our father knows what's best for us.
我们也要知道说我们的父亲知道什么对我们最好。
He sees way into the future of our lives.
他看到我们的未来。
So recognize this and understand it. My father My Heavenly Father knows what's best for me.
所以你要确信确知说我们的天父知道什么对我们最好。
So when you want to get angry with him,
所以当你要对他生气的时候
So when you want to, you feel like he doesn't care,
当你觉得他不在意的时候
Or if he doesn't answer,
或者他不回应你的时候不答应你的祷告的时候
Remember, there is a reason for that.
你要知道那是有一个原因的。
And when you learn to trust and have confidence in your father, you'll not be quick to turn him aside.
所以当你学会真的能够学习到信任他对他有确信的时候你就不会很快的离开他。
I trust the Lord will really help us to see this strong truth.
我希望神真的帮助我们能看到这个能坚固我们的真理。
And we'll take our place as child.
就是安于我们做孩子的这个位置。
Not a dominating child.
不是一个就是支配父母的孩子。
Not a selfish child.
也不是一个自私的孩子。
But a child that has learned how to become obedient.
而是一个已经学习到顺从的孩子。
But then in another way, we are called servants of our father.
另外呢第三个原因就是我们也被称为我们父亲的仆人。
It's a way of understanding where we are.
就是了解说我们在什么位置。
You see, some children think they know more than their parents.
你知道有些孩子觉得他比父母都懂得多。
Some children are very willful about what they want to do.
有些孩子就是很他们就是很任性就是想做自己要做的。
God lets us know that even as his only son became a servant, we are servants.
神要我们知道说哪怕他独生子他也成为仆人我们也要成为仆人。
You see, Jesus came to this world because his father sent him.
主耶稣来到世间是因为他的父差遣他。
And when he got here, he didn't think he knew best.
他来到这个世界的时候他没有觉得说我比谁都知道。
He didn't say to himself, well, my father didn't live down here. He doesn't know what these people, terrible people are like.
他没有说哎呦我的父神都没有在这个世上生活他不知道这个世人有多么的糟糕多么的可怕。
No, the word of God tells us that he would ask his father, what should I do?When he would break the bread, he would ask his father. When things happened, he would ask his father. In the mornings, he would go and pray, and even go down to eat, just asking his father, what shall I do?
所以呢，耶稣就是不断地问他的父神，就是说我该做什么。当他掰饼的时候呢，他也祝谢。当他去做任何的事情，早晨天微亮，他就到旷野里去祷告。他在问父神，他该下一步该怎么做。
But you say sometimes it's hard for me to beg God.
有的时候对我们来讲好像去求神很难。
It seems like it's not right. He's asking too much.
然后有的时候你觉得神对我要求的太高了太多了。
Jesus understood that.
主耶稣了解这一切。
He went into the garden knowing what was ahead of him.
他到客西马尼园他知道他要面临的是什么。
You say, but he was the son of God. Why wasn't it? Listen, let me tell you, he went in there as a man.
你说他是神子他需要这样但是你知道他到这个客西马尼园他是以人的身份去的。
And he fell down and he said, Lord, if this cup could pass from me, if you could just say, no, I'm not, you don't have to do it, Lord, but if it isn't, thy will be done.
然后耶稣就到这个客西马尼他祷告的时候扑倒在地他说父啊如果可以就是求你把这个杯挪去但是不是照我的旨意乃是照你的旨意。
We are children of God with the spirit of a servant.
我们是神的孩子但是我们的这个心态是一个仆人的心态。
Now let's go back to the thought that we are a family.
那我们再次回到刚才讲到说我们是一个家庭我们是神的家。
And so we see that God made us, and he knows we were not, we weren't to face life alone.
神创造我们，我们，神不是让我们独自来面对生活。
He knows we need love.
他知道我们需要爱。
We need to belong to something.
我们需要就是感觉有这种归属感。
We need support. We need people around us.
我们需要支持，我们需要周围的人。
And we need it to be needed.
我们也需要被人需要。
So that's why God put us in the families which we call the church.
所以这就是为什么神把我们放在教会这样子一个家庭里面。
Because it is in the very nature of man to be needed.
因为呢，人有这种本能的需要，就是要被人需要。
As I said, to have support to all these things I just said.
就是让我们被人需要，我们也需要这种被人扶持。
Actually, you know, these things that I'm going to be talking to you about, I have a few more that few weeks that we will do. It's actually what we need to practice when we get to heaven, for when we get to heaven.
我所讲的这些生命的目标其实是我们即使到了天上我们也要继续实践继续做的。
See, here on earth, he wants to teach us how to love.
在地上神教导我们要如何去爱。
Because in heaven, we're all going to love one another.
因为到了天上我们就会彼此一定要继续的彼此相爱。
Now, loving everyone is not always easy.
爱每一个人并不总是容易的。
So what did he do? He sees that we need to find unlovely people.To help us to learn to love.
所以呢，神怎么做呢？他就把我们放在这个不可爱的人中间，让我们学习去爱。
If everybody you know loves you, how would you understand how to love the world?
如果呢，你周围的人都很爱你，那你如何去学习爱世人呢？
So through our Christian life, we are facing all kinds of different personalities.
所以在我们基督徒的这个生活中呢，我们会碰到形形色色不同的人。
Facing the carnal natures in people.
看到人的这个肉体，人的这个血气。
Yet God put us together.
但是神把我们放在一起。
And we must face this, we must face these things.
我们就是要面对这些事情。
We have to face their prejudice to us.
我们要面对别人的成见。
We have to face our funny ways, our strong opinions.
我们也要面对自己那种很强的想法和一些 或者
And above everything else, how to forgive.
然后最重要的就是如何饶恕。
So these are the things in us that we have to learn to overcome and how to do.
这就是我们要学习克服的，然后去学习如何去做的。
Sometimes our personality and another person's personality just doesn't mix.
有的时候我们的个性跟另外一人的个性就是没法相合。
God wants to teach us how to be able to understand one another.
神要我们学习如何了解彼此。
Sometimes we have prejudice.And he wants to teach us how to overcome those things.
有的时候呢，我们会有成见或者偏见，神要我们学习克服这些。
So see, he puts us in the church. He puts us sometimes with unloving people, different ways, because he wants to teach us how to love our brothers and sisters.
神把我们放在教会呢。神也是把我们放在这种有时候不可爱的人，然后呢，跟我们个性啊，跟想法很多不同的人中间，神要让我们学习如何去爱弟兄姐妹。
I know that in the church you meet all kinds of different people.
你在教会里会碰到各种不同的人。
And I have learned through my 78 years of serving him that I had to learn how to love different people.
就是我在这个78年的服事当中，我要学习如何去爱不同的人。
Sometimes it took a lot of prayer.
有的时候需要花很多的祷告。
And the Lord would bring things about to help me to learn to love them.
神会呢， 带来不同的事情，让我来学习如何去爱。
Now let me explain to you, this is not emotional love.
这个不是一个情感上或者情绪上的爱。
Sometimes he actually has given me an emotional love for somebody that really was very, that was a very difficult person.
有的时候呢，神会对那些其实是一个很难相处的人，神会让我有这种爱的感觉，对他们有这种情绪。
But when God gives us love, it's not the emotion, it's the spirit. It's within the nature. God seemingly helps us to learn to be able to work together. And as we do, we learn each other. And as we learn each other, we make excuses for others at times. And as we do that, we draw closer together.
就是说这种爱呢，它不是说一种情绪，而是一种心态，一种精神，就是我们在学习如何一起同工，一起做事情，然后在这个过程中间呢，也更了解对方，也为对方的这种做事方式给他找理由或者给他解释，在这个过程中我们彼此相爱。
So remember this, you learn to love by lovingUnlovable people.
如何学习爱呢？你就是去学习去爱那些不可爱的人。
Let's look at Romans, the 12th chapter.
让我们来看罗马书第十二章。
And if you can read verse 9 and 10.
罗马书第十二章第九节、第十节，爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
Now, this is the last scripture, and I want you to listen. As you have listened to this, he's telling us he wants love without pretense.
在这里呢，保罗讲到说爱不可虚假。
He wants us to be kindly affectionate one to another.
他要让我们就是以弟兄之情彼此相爱。
And listen to that last one. In honor preferring one another.
就是以尊敬之心彼此谦让。
Children, we were made to be family and to learn how to love one another.
我们被创造是要成为家庭，我们要学习如何相爱。
Father, teach us.
主啊，求你教导我们。
Help us to see this.
帮助我们能看到。
Help us to become a close-knit family.
帮助我们成为一个彼此连结、彼此相爱的家庭。
For this is your will.
因为这是你的旨意。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I appreciate you listening.
谢谢大家，很高兴大家听我讲这么多。
就是妈咪刚才说到那个爱，你要学习爱不可爱的人，我觉得太难了。就是做不到这个问题。
好，我简单的把妈咪的意思转达哈，就是这个是一个必须的，哈，
必须
没有选择的余地的，用迫切的祷告哈。他刚才也说了，这么多年来他也要学习，所以必定的。而且这个呢，这个结果呢，不会是一个很自然的，是很超然的。怎么做怎么讲呢？就是神的工作，神的性情。所以如果我们很难的时候，那个难度越大，那么我们就会就知道说，哦，我这个成长的成熟度还是在挣扎。Yes, 等一下。
God would never have asked it of us if he couldn't have done it in us.
如果神他没有办法在我们的里面做成这个工，他就不会要求我们做。约翰在他的书信里面说，他说神的诫命不是难守的。那么我们从信到现在，信继续的信到现在，都是因为有神的恩典。没有任何我信主啦，我得永生啦，我信主啦，我可以服侍，我信主啦，我很享受神的话，我明白神的话，这些都是神的恩典。所以不管任何神要我们做的事情都要靠着他的恩典。所以等于回应过来有两个问题，一个是我的这个成熟度还在挣扎。你知道 一个种子死了，然后它要叫蹦芽，每一次都要有一个这种生跟死之间那种挣扎，成长的挣扎。好，这是一个。第二个的话，等于说呢，我就跟我今天要讲的主题有关系了。从我听到他的话到听从他的话，这个当中有没有什么障碍我需要移除的？好，那我因为他已经下线了哈，为了时间关系，我就简单我给你一点我的意见好吗？小王，
好好
好，他的意思是说你必须，而且你要相信神要你做的，要我做的，他一定会自己做成他的功。
嗯，
不是一直讲我不能，我不会，不可能，或者是很难，而是说神啊，我需要你来帮助我做得到。这个方向要转哈。好，刚才提到说不可爱的人，请我们对不可爱的人做一个重新的定义。Yes,
he never asked it of the children of Israel. It was only when Jesus came.
Okay, okay, okay. 很不放心的又回来了。他说在等一下，我把我的讲完再把这句补给你哈。第一个，请你重新定义什么叫做不可爱的人。第二个问题问我自己，我很可爱吗？
嗯，
好，这两个问题问好了，重新定义什么叫做不可爱的人，然后我很可爱吗？如果你可以意识到神是怎么爱我的话啊，如果你的回应说哎呀我就是很可爱，神才那么爱我的话，那我没话讲了，我真的没话讲。那我基本上我认为每一个从罪里面被救出来的人到能够信主耶稣能够走这一条道路的当中呢，一定会有一个对自己过去的那种唾弃，对过去的一种逆转，说我就像那个浪子一样那种心态。浪子说我今天只当故宫就好，那个心如果安在我们的里面哈，真的是四通八达啊！重新定义什么叫做不可爱的人，你的看法对吗？基于你的喜爱喜恶吗？基于你自己的定义吗？还是说你对这个定义要稍微调整一下？好，那第二个就是说，那我有没有什么不可爱的地方？所以如果我如果认为说我有不可爱的地方，那神怎么爱我的，怎么在帮助我的，那我就知道怎么帮助那些我认为不可爱的人。
嗯，
好，好吗？好，有一个很重要的一个方法哈，就是当你看到一个人，不管他是什么样的人，耶稣从来不对人贴一个标签，可爱或不可爱。耶稣只有对一个人识别说他是真心的还是不真心的。那你说那不可爱就是不真心的，因为他的心还没有翻转过来的时候，包括我们这些已经翻转的人，刚才妈咪说我们还会爱人不是真实的。好，所以没有那么难，真的没有那么难，请我们把那个想法拿去说好难哦，不可能啊。当我们说神说你要爱人，切实的爱人不可虚假的时候，你说不可能，当然你说是你自己不可能，那是对的，那是很有道理的，因为我自己不可能，你也不可能，但是神在神没有难成的事。问题是我们要不要跟神一起攀爬这个高山，让我们完成这个使命，这个才叫做什么，这个才叫做神在我们身上所行的神迹。从一开始的改变重生，再来呢胜过，有没有？保罗说胜过而且得胜有余。刚才妈咪进来补了一句话说，旧约的时候神没有这条很明显的诫命，当然他要他的子民能够彼此扶持，彼此扶持是有的哈，但是没有这个说你要爱人啊，爱人如己，没有这样的哈。即使他的这个诫命里面已经有爱的哈，爱神的这样的一个意义哈，他说到新约的时候，耶稣自己下来做了榜样给我们看，爱到个地步，他的生命就是为所有下面那些不可爱的人。你认为耶稣眼中的彼得很可爱吗？但是他爱他的心从来没有改变。当他看到这个不可爱的彼得，我想我们都可以这样讲嘛，啊，他知道他快要跌倒，快要三次不认他的时候，他还盯着他说，我为你祷告，为你不要失去信心祷告。所以今天我们可以这样好不好，这样说好不好，为你可以不要失去能够行出真实的爱来祷告。 耶稣在为你祷告，也为我祷告，好吗？好，
好
呀，嗯，好的，好。如果你需要跟他直接在那个，你就用写的给他，好，他可以翻译的，好吗？好 ，OK， 好的，好，这个是很实际的问题啊。